insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Now let's listen to the third verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك. وَحُرِّمَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
The fornicator does not marry except a female fornicator or polytheist, and none marries her except a fornicator or a polytheist, and marriage to such persons has been made unlawful to the believers.
الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة. The fornicator shall not marry save a fornicatress or an idolatress. وَالزَّانِيَةُ لَا يَنْكِحُهَا إِلَّا زَانٍ أَوْ مُشْرِكٍ. And the fornicatress, none shall marry her save a fornicator or an idolater. وَحُرِّمَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And all that is forbidden unto the believers. As you were previously with us, What this verse we mentioned is trying to suggest is that corrupted people are not welcome in the Islamic society. And this verse is speaking about the punishment of those fornicators and fornicatresses. And this is the question, how lawful marriage with such people is judged. So the verse is answering this question. And at the end it says, حُرِّمَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So we said that some believe this verse is talking about an objective reality, whereas some others believe that this is a divine ordinance. And since ethical diseases are often infectious, it is counted a shame and disgrace for pure persons to marry those wrongdoers. So the point is, this interpretation is confirmed by this sentence at the end of the verse where it says, حُرِّمَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This has a sense of prohibition in it, which leads us to believe that this part of the verse, the beginning parts of the verse actually, are talking about the divine ordinance, and they are not talking about the objective reality in the society of the believers. Now, there are many traditions stated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other infallible imams in this regard that establish the validity of this kind of interpretation, indicating that this verse is actually declaring an ordinance and it is not mentioning only an objective reality in the society. Even some of the great commentators have said about the occasion of revelation of this verse about Sha'n al-Nuzul that a Muslim once asked the Prophet's permission for marrying a woman who in the age of ignorance was notorious for immodesty, and even she had hanged a flag as a sign on the door of her house. At that time, this verse was sent down and the Prophet ﷺ answered him. Another tradition narrated from Imam Baqir ﷺ and Imam Sadiq ﷺ says This verse, the third verse of chapter Nur, is about those men and women who committed fornication at the age of Prophet sallallahu. Allah prohibited Muslims from marrying them. Right now, this judgment covers all people. None should marry one who commits this wrong action and is punished accordingly to divinely prescribed measures until his or her repentance is declared.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, regarding this verse, this is a worth mentioning matter, that many of the divine ordinances are stated in the form of predicative sentences. So, to state divine ordinances in the form of imperative and prohibitive sentence is not always necessary. So this is what confirming this sentence, this interpretation actually, that this part of the verse and this verse is talking about divine ordinance and is stating and declaring a religious ordinance of the Almighty Allah. And it is not about just the reality of what's going on in the society. And it must be noted, actually, that connecting idolater to fornicator is, in fact, for stating the importance of the matter. Because, as you can see, the verse says, الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة. Fornicator shall not marry save a fornicatress or an idolatress. What is the point between connecting idolater to fornicator? The point is the importance of the matter. It means that the sin of fornication is equal to idolatry. Because in some narrations we read that when a person commits fornication, he has no faith. Because he does not believe in the commandments of the Almighty Allah. He does not believe that there is one God who is there, who will punish you if you do not listen to him, and he will be saving you. He will show you the ocean of mercy, even if you try to save yourself from these wrongdoings. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, the fornicator is not a believer when he commits fornication. Likewise, a thief does not have faith at the time of stealing, because at the time of doing this action, his faith is taken away as shirt is taken off. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, all the lies and and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.